welcome to this episode of Retain FM. My name is Pete Everett, and today you've just got me. It's been a while since I've done a solo show, and I decided that now was as good a time as any to, I don't know, maybe share some pearls of wisdom, maybe look at some of the stuff we've been looking at in our coaching group, and you know what, maybe just share a bit, and hopefully somebody somewhere will get some value out of this. So today, what I am going to talk to you about is calculating your base price. You see, getting your price right is so important. And we've all been asked so many times, how much does it cost for this? How much does it cost for that? How much does it cost to do SEO on a website? How much does it cost to build a website? We've all been there. And we all answer nearly all the time with the same answer, which is, well, it depends. So what I wanted to talk through with you today is calculating your base price. So in order to do that, you kind of need to decide on the pricing model that you are going to use for a particular service. Now, there's nothing wrong with having different pricing models for different services, and there's nothing wrong with having one pricing model that you run entirely throughout your business. That is entirely up to you. Now, most of us, I guess, use one of two pricing models, and that is either on a time-based model, so essentially an hourly rate or a day rate, and the other is on a deliverable-based or a table rate. So that might be, developing a website with a number of page templates, or it might be generating X many pieces of copy per month for a client, or it might be generating so many social media posts, whatever it is. So either time-based, you have X many hours, or deliverable-based, this is what you're going to get. There are, of course, other options for value-based pricing, different pricing models. That might be value-based pricing. That could be performance-based pricing. So, you pay us per number of leads. It might just be a fixed fee. So, yes, we will take care of you for X. Or you might have some custom hybrid model. Now, there's pros and cons to all of these. And I'm not really going to get into what those pros and cons might be in this episode. But really, from here, it's up to you to decide how you want your business to run. Some of these models have they're a bit more predictable. They're maybe slightly easier to plan for. Others might have a slightly higher return on investment for you. So it's kind of up to you. You are the business owner. It's your bag to decide what model by which you price your services. However, when you've decided upon the model that you're going to use, you then actually need to know what the numbers are. You need to be able to flesh this out. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So essentially, there's three parts to calculating your base price. The first is your costs. The second is your profit. And the third is your taxes. So let's just break that down a little bit. Costs. So this is maybe one of the easier ones to understand why you need to calculate this into your price, but I bet there's some things that you overlook when you're costing up projects, when you're costing up retainers, etc., that you really should be considering. So the first thing is your suppliers or your staff, your direct costs. So how much is it going to cost you to actually get the job done? As I say, maybe you outsource, maybe you have a team of freelancers that you work with, maybe you have a team of staff that you work with. But all of those people need to be paid for the time that they are sitting in the chair doing this job for you. So what are those costs? And, if it's difficult to say, oh, well, it's a website, well, actually then, okay, break it down a little bit further. So roughly, how long does it take for a designer to design a page template for a WordPress website? Or roughly, how long does it take a copywriter to write a blog post? And, the more of these you've done, the far easier it is for you to then get a very sort of close to accurate working average of these things. But try and break it down so that you get to a metric that you can use to calculate what your either supplier or staff costs are going to be. Then, of course, then you've got software. Now, okay, you may pay subscriptions to Adobe for Creative Cloud or whatever it might be, SEMrush for SEO software. There's a whole load of them. Ultimately, you're not buying those for the good of your health. You only have those in order to do the projects. So really, those that software should also be included in the project price for whatever it is that you're trying to do. Now, if I look at my agency, for our SEO software, we use SEMrush, and we pay them around about £600 or £700 a month. Now, I can't add £600 or £700 to every client bill for that, because we share it amongst, I don't know, 50 or 60 clients. So what we did quite a long time ago, the mentality that we have is that every client on an SEO retainer with us pays a contribution towards that software. So we normally add £50 per client per month to our cost list in order to cover price of software. And some months that means we're getting a bit more than the software that we're paying for, and other months it means that we're not. But that's just the way that was the decision we took in order to do that. But at least there's a contribution. So, you know, again, it's important for you as the business owner, as the person that's writing the quotes, to understand not only how much time you need in terms of direct costs for suppliers and staff, but what is the software that you're going to need. If you're building a WordPress website, maybe that includes licenses for particular plugins that you're going to use as well. And then the one thing that often gets overlooked, particularly in smaller agencies or solo agencies, is your time. How much time are you going to have to put in? If you're outsourcing this to a freelancer, you're still going to have time to brief them. You're still going to have to review what they've done. You're still going to have to liaise with the client. There's still an element of your time that you've got to factor into this. Even writing this quote, writing a proposal, putting the consultancy in that you need to in order to get this proposal written. And I'm not going to talk about giving away free consultancy right now, but that needs to be reflected in your base price as well. So how much time do you need to put in? So that kind of covers your costs. There may be other things as well, which are unique to you. Maybe you have rent that you need to cover, or insurances, or there's a whole load of different things. But you need to sort of break down those costs and get them into a contribution method for every project. Then you want to calculate your profit. Now, look, I've spoken on the podcast before. I really do use and value and advocate for Mike Michalowicz's profit first method. And that talks about actually building your profit into your pricing, and then when you get paid, taking your profit first out of the money that you are paid. Profit in your business should never be a secondary metric. It should never be a simple consequence or like an unpredictable figure. You should be able to know with certainty how much money you are making on average per project, per day, per hour, per whatever. You need to know what that is. And if you're not, you're in danger of essentially your business running away with you and any money that you might make just disappearing. Believe me, I've been there before, and it's not a nice place to be, which is kind of why I adopted Mike Michalowicz's profit first method for pricing and for running our finances. So I need to ask you, what is the minimum profit you want to make per client for whatever this project is or this service is? That could be a fixed dollar amount. So you might want to say, right, well, I want to make $300 a month out of this retainer. So you would simply add $300. Or it could be a percentage amount of the project price. In our agency, we run at a profit margin of 50%. So whatever we invoice, half of that is profit. That is how it works. And then you need a contribution to your taxes. So that could be your VAT, your sales tax. You're going to need to make an allowance for corporation tax. And of course, you might want to make an allowance for your personal tax as well. And again, if you follow Mike Michalowicz's model, and this is the way I run things, we believe that our businesses should also cover our personal tax allowance. So that means there needs to be an allocation for that as well. Now, when I get on to talking about tax, I'm going to make the disclaimer that I am not a financial advisor. Please check what the legislations and law is in the country or state that you are listening to this in. Please go and seek the right advice. I'm giving you my opinion and the way that we run things. It's accurate in the UK. I've worked with my accountant on this, so I'm confident this works here. But again, you might need to seek further further advice and further support with this for your own business. So they are the three elements in calculating your base price for each product and service that you may offer. You have your direct costs, you have your profit, and you have your taxes. So when what you do with that is you add those three numbers together. When you have them, you simply add your costs to your profit, to your taxes, and guess what? That gives you your base price. So let me give you a real example of this on our for an SEO retainer that we offer through So. So this is going to be a rate that we are going to use a deliverable base model for. And what this retainer is going to be for is for four pieces of SEO content every month. So this is our essentially like our content pathway, if you like, from my agency. So we've decided that it's a table rate, and because it's based on a deliverable. And as I say, we're going to have an allocation for our software and our management. So the articles, I know from experience that the articles, for one of our copywriters to write four articles, to research the topics, to put a planner document together, to then write those and draft them, and for a standard allowance for amends, I know that that's roughly going to cost me £225 in staff costs to do that. As I said, we then have our allocation for software. That's actually £75, not £50. I got that wrong last time. So I need to add that to the cost for writing the articles. And then it's going to take around about 2 hours of management. So based on a £25 an hour fee for one of our project managers, that's going to take about 2 hours. So £50 for that. So the amount of money I am going to have to pay for the writing of these four articles is £350. So that gives me my total number of costs, my total price for costs. So I can't charge anything under that because then I'm certainly losing money. But at this point, I haven't earned any money either, and I've not made an allowance for taxes. So that gives me my costs column. Then we move on to the profit column. As I said, we run at 50% costs, 50% profit. So whatever our costs are, our profit is exactly the same. So my costs were £350. So therefore, the agency should also make £350. So I add another £350 into that column. And then I need to make an allowance for taxes. So I add the costs and profit together. That makes £700. And then I then times it by 30%, or get 30%. So basically, that's because I have to pay 12% VAT. I have a 15% allowance or contribution for corporation tax, and then I put 3% aside for personal taxes as well. So that in total gives a taxes column of £210. So when I add that all together, that means that the base price for my agency to be profitable, to write four high quality blogs or pieces of content for a client every month, is £910, around about $1,000 given what the exchange rate is today. So that is my base price. I can charge more than that if I wish to, but I cannot charge any less, because if I charge less, my costs are fixed, my taxes are... well, they're kind of fixed. Okay, they go up and down depending on how much your company turns over and how much it spends, but they're certainly a cost on. The first thing to disappear is your profit, and I need to make sure that my company remains profitable all of the time. So that's how I calculate my cost price, but my base price for an SEO content retainer, for example. I hope that makes sense. What I've done to help you with this, and really my intention with this is to make sure that all of the agencies that listen to this podcast start to consider their pricing. Maybe you've got light bulbs going on thinking, oh God, I've not thought of it like that. Or £910 for four articles, that sounds like a lot of money. It is a lot of money. It's not cheap. But on the same note, that's because of the way I run our business, because of the level of clients that we're targeting. I might charge more for it. I could charge £1,000 a month for it, knowing that actually all I'm really doing then is earning a bit more money and putting a bit more towards my taxes. So, but I know I'm not going to lose money. I know the level by which I cannot go under. And if you've never done this for your business, and I really recommend you do this on a service by service basis, it's a different discussion as to how many services your agency should offer, whether you should be full service. If you're a solopreneur or a single person agency, you might only do one or two or three things. But it's so important that you understand what your prices are so that you don't get stitched up at the other end, because that's really what's going to happen if things run away with you and you know you lose sight of some of this stuff. So I've put together a base price calculator. In fact, I've put together a service planner and a base price calculator. And these are available to download on the show notes. And it will just take you through those things that I've talked to you about. There's a column for costs. There's a column for profit. There's a column for taxes. And then there's a fourth column that brings it all together and helps you with the maths. That's as simple as it is. So if you would like to get a copy of that, there'll be a link in the show notes at peteeverett.com/141, or you can go to peteeverett.com/RSP, I think it is, and you can download both of the planners together. But I really hope you found this useful. Let me know. Talking about money can be difficult, but it is really valuable to me to know that stuff that we're creating, resources like this, are working for people, are useful for people. So, I know talking about money can be difficult, and I know people don't want to do it in public. I'm very British like that. But if you found some use for this, if this has helped you in any way, please feel free to drop me a DM either on Facebook or on Instagram, and just let me know that how this has helped you. If this has been useful. Or, of course, if you think I've missed anything and, we can modify this and release it, change it going forward. That's absolutely fine. But yeah, I would really like to know how you've found it. So look, I hope this episode has been of value. I really hope that you just take a few minutes. It doesn't need to be complicated, but take a few minutes just processing some of this stuff so that you can have a profitable business, that you can be confident in the profit that you're making, and that can improve your life and improve your work and improve your working relationships and those people that you support. I'll speak to you next time.